Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is a very appropriate podcast for this season of lots of colds and a dread flu epidemic, which is knocking people out left and right. In the sequel of flus, many people are succumbing to sinusitis, and today we have some special insights on a remarkable therapy for chronic nasal congestion. With me today is Nathan Jones. He's CEO and founder of Clear, Inc. That's spelled X-L-E-A-R. If you're a regular listener to Intelligent Medicine, you've, of course, heard about Clear. I've extolled its benefits. Clear starts with an X because it harnesses the benefits of xylitol, which is kind of spelled like xylophone with an X. And we're going to share with you some very interesting information about the healing properties of xylitol. So, welcome, Nate. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, you know, you are regarded as one of the most successful young entrepreneurs in the field of integrative medicine, in the field of natural products. Your products are really popular. Have made it into the mainstream. Can you give us a little backstory? Because as recently as of age 29, you were a deep sea diver. You had a lucrative career doing stuff around oil rigs. And so what prompted you to get into this field?
Well, as you know, my dad is a physician, and he is the one that actually came up with the idea of putting a nasal or xylitol into a nasal spray, because he had read all the research, the vast body of research behind using xylitol to prevent tooth decay. And then in the dental research studies, what they were finding is that the kids who were using the xylitol gum, not only were they not getting cavities, they were getting 42% fewer ear infections. And my dad was trying to find something that would help prevent these kids from getting ear infections. And he came across those research studies, and he made the leap and said, if they chew gum and they're getting fewer ear infections, what if you just sprayed it in their nose? And so he started using it in his practice, and the kids stopped getting sick. And I happened to be visiting him one time and said, and nurse came in and said, Dr. Jones, we need some more of that stuff you mix up for the kids. And, and I'm like, Dad, what is it this time? And he told me about it, and I said, well, that's interesting. And then his nurse came back in and said, yeah, this lady just drove from Arkansas to West Texas, bought two bottles of this stuff, and drove home. I'm like, you're telling me someone drove 16 hours, 8 hours each way with two sick grandkids in the car to buy two bottles of this. Why aren't we out there? Why don't we start a business? And my dad was like, well, I'm 63. I'm going to retire. I don't want to risk my retirement. And I just kind of said, well, what about me? And, and so we started the business.
And the rest is history, and it's a very successful business indeed. Your headquarters out there in Utah, and you recently expanded, and your products are very successful. They've made their way into many, not just health food stores, but many mainstream distributors. You can find them all over the place now. So what's the principle? How does this work? I mean, what is xylitol? And why does it have this remarkable property of helping reduce congestion and prevent infection?
Well, there's a number of different ways that it works. The primary way that really clued my dad into making the product to start with was that it reduces bacterial adhesion. And so if bacteria can't adhere to your tissue, you don't get sick. And that's one of the ways that the xylitol works. That's how it helps stop the upper respiratory, the ear infections, those upper respiratory infections. But what they did find out also is that because adding xylitol to a saline spray makes it hypertonic, it also increases the mucociliary flow, the flow of the mucus in your sinuses and in your airway, so that your natural cleansing system actually works more efficiently.
So it cleans out the nasal passages, and I'm very aware of the benefits of Clear because I use it regularly. One of the problems that I have is that I'm an inveterate swimmer, and the chlorine ultimately gets to me, and I get nasal congestion, and so using the Clear prevents that nasal congestion from first of all from being too severe, but it also prevents it from blossoming into an infection. So there's something about I think the key word here, and I've written scientific articles on this subject, biofilms. Explain what that is, and what does xylitol do in relation to that?
Well, the best analogy that I can think of to compare a biofilm is to really just say that it's like a city of bacteria. When you get a certain number of quorum, is what they call it. When you get a quorum of bacteria, they start creating a matrix, and that matrix is kind of plaque, like plaque on your teeth. That's a biofilm. And there's two ways you can get rid of a biofilm. One is mechanically, which is what your toothbrush does, mechanically scraping it all off. And the other one is to actually get rid of the bacteria that are creating the biofilm. And what the xylitol does in your upper airway is that the bacteria living in this matrix, living in this plaque and this biofilm, they perceive the xylitol to be a food source, and so they actually take it in.
Because it is a sugar alcohol. It's sweet. Yeah. It's used as a sweetener in cooking, so the bacteria are tricked.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And the bacteria, like, they'll take it into their cell. They'll try to metabolize it. They can't, and it ends up weakening, and they end up falling apart. They end up falling out of the matrix, and once the biofilm starts to fall apart, the rest of it just falls apart, like almost like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that movie, The Matrix, and it's sort of like the end of The Matrix when The Matrix falls apart, after Keanu Reeves breaks The Matrix. I guess that's sort of like what we're talking about here. I sometimes use the analogy of a Trojan horse because the xylitol gets accepted by the bacteria, and it works its way into the biofilm, and then it weakens the hold that the bacteria have literally on each other because they kind of adhere to one another. The biofilm acts kind of like a matrix or cement that holds that colony together. And then the colony breaks down and the bacteria are less likely to form plaque in the mouth or create a resistant infection in the nasal passages or in the ears.
Correct. It's the other way, and a Trojan horse is a good example, but one of the other ways you can look at it is it's almost like a, if you have a city and you get the plague introduced to it, pretty soon enough of those bacteria eating the xylitol just makes them sick. They keep eating it. It makes them sicker, and it just pretty soon their whole civilization collapses.
Okay. And so, that's the desired effect. And, then you blow your nose, and with the extra mucus that's created by the hypertonic solution, you can clear the bacteria. Because, when people have chronic nasal congestion, I use sometimes the analogy of it's kind of like a swamp, and it's stagnant. And stagnant mucus is a perfect culture medium for bacteria. And that's often what happens. Typically people will have a cold or they'll have the flu and they're okay after a while. The fever subsides and they still have some congestion. Then they get a rebound. That's happened to me a few times before I was using the Clear. And then the mucus turns yellowish, dark. You get pain in your cheeks. Around the maxillary sinuses, and sometimes you think it's a toothache, but actually it's because your sinuses are all inflamed and swollen. And this is actually something that plagues people for weeks, months, and years sometimes. It's very hard to eradicate.
Well, I wish I could say that I know the feeling, but I use Clear, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been there. Okay, so let's talk about something intriguing in research, because I didn't realize there was such a thing. There's something called the SNOT score, and it's actually research. There are people who study snot, and it's part of otolaryngology, ear, nose, and throat medicine. They rate medications and treatments based on their ability to improve the SNOT score. And by the way, they didn't just make that up, because that stands. It's not using slang here. It stands for Sino-Nasal Outcome Test, SNOT.
Correct.
Spell snot. Okay.
Correct. And it measures, I believe it's 25. I think it's 25 different symptoms of people that have sinus issues. And they use it when they're doing tests. So like if you're doing a test and you want to ask one of your patients, fill this out. And then after you use a product, you fill it out again and see how it changed. And it's not just, did you get less infection? It also does things like, were you as self-conscious about always rubbing your nose or having a runny nose, I'm sorry. And things like that. So it's not just a symptoms test?
Yeah. In other words, it's subjective.
Social acceptance test.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we'll allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with us, so listen up. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for Fullscript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. So I have in front of me, I pulled up a couple of studies here because, it's all well and good to say, well, your dad tried it on patients and, they come from miles around to get it. And that's useful information, but it's called anecdotal. And what we want are studies in this field. And not many companies that make natural products are doing studies. They tend to say, the Amazon Indians use this to cure their fevers or, some sort of folkloric thing. But there are actually studies on this. This one is in a journal called Laryngoscope. That sounds like a pretty official journal, because the laryngoscope is the tool of the ear, nose, and throat doctor. It's kind of like the Lancet is the, tool of the surgeon. And that's a medical journal too. It says xylitol nasal irrigation in the management of chronic rhinosinusitis, a pilot study. I think you're well familiar with it. It's from 2012. And, yeah. They looked at 20 subjects who, received a 10-day course of daily xylitol and saline irrigations in a randomized fashion. And, what they found is that there was a significant reduction in the SNOT 20 score during the xylitol phase of irrigation, compared to the saline phase. I mean, they had to use a placebo, and placebo was saline. And saline does help, by the way. It's just that when you add xylitol to the saline, which is what Clear is, it's better. It works better.
Yeah. Is that the Nasuli study?
This is the Weissman-Fernandez-Huang study, but there's another one.
Oh, okay.
And a more recent one that I pulled up. That's from 2017. Xylitol nasal irrigation, the treatment of chronic rhinosinusitis. And that is, again, confirms that the SNOT score improved. Here they use the SNOT 22 test. I guess they added two parameters to the SNOT test 5 years later. And, study showing the benefits. They say topical xylitol could potentially decrease chronic rhinosinusitis symptoms, leading to improvement in patient quality of life. This decrease could potentially lead to fewer visits to primary care physicians, otolaryngologists. These could lead to less antibiotics, radiographs being obtained, because a lot of people get x-rays, CAT scans, unnecessary surgical procedures such as sinus surgery, all of which could potentially reduce the burden of medical expenditure in the treatment of this disease. So they're pretty up on the results.
There was one, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there was one that was done by a Dr. Nasuli out of Georgetown or George Washington.
Didn't see it.
And that was actually a study comparing our product in their study to using a normal saline. And within 3 weeks, using our product over a saline improved their peak airflow by 36%.
Oh, wow.
That was done at their allergy and asthma clinic.
And that's an objective measure. And actually, I have to say that in my clinical practice, when I see patients with asthma, I always give them Clear, because I think that they're a component of asthma. You know, it's a breathing problem in the lungs. And so you say, why are you giving them something in their nose? Well, when you get that steady drip, 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 post-nasal drip of bacteria-laden material back down into your throat, into your larynx, it actually reaches the lungs, because this is all one contiguous tract. You know, we tend to think of, okay, well, this is the sinuses and these are your lungs. It's, you know, two different types of doctors, pulmonologists versus otolaryngologists, but it's all the same tract. And if the tract is inflamed from above, it's going to be inflamed below. And although the xylitol doesn't, I don't think, really gets into people's lungs, you know, if it did, you know, liquid gets into the lungs and you cough it up, it does help to reduce the frequency of asthma exacerbations, because asthma exacerbations start from the nasal passages often.
Yeah. It does. And a lot of these things will start in the nasal passages, and they just, you know, you just start getting a lot more congested from it.
So the context of this is that, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize this, is if you get sinusitis, typically you're going to go to a doctor, and the doctor wants to make you happy, so the doctor's going to give you a prescription for an antibiotic, which, it makes sense. And, you know, it's one thing if you have clear mucus, there's absolutely no reason for you to have an antibiotic. There's nothing compelling about clear mucus. It's probably an allergy or a viral thing. But if you have yellowish or greenish mucus, if you have a fever, if you have pressure in your sinuses, you're likely to get an antibiotic. But I got in front of me a couple of studies. This one's from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Antibiotics ineffective for most sinus infections, even the ones where you have, you know, what seem like a clear-cut bacterial involvement. They did the snot test, too, using antibiotics or steroids, even steroid nasal sprays. And they didn't find any difference whether you used antibiotics and or steroids or just did watchful waiting, kind of just...
Well, what was that second thing?
The second thing was steroids. Steroid nasal sprays.
Oh, I thought you said cigarettes. I'm like,
oh, no, cigarette. No. You know, that's probably contraindicated if you've got... Hey, and by the way, that's really a reason that a lot of people have lousy sinuses, between urban living and cigarette smoking. That's a major cause of chronic sinusitis. Another study, this one's from University of Southampton in England. I hope you don't mind me reading all these studies, but I think that we have to bring home the point. 240 patients with purulent rhinorrhea. Purulent means pus. Localized pain. So they were really sick, and they had really infected sinuses. Again, they gave them an antibiotic and or a steroid, or a placebo, and there wasn't much difference. So we're up against a condition that is really not well treated by current methods. I mean, some people say, I prefer not to take an antibiotic. Well, even if you prefer to take an antibiotic, you're not likely to get that much relief, if any.
Well, I believe you've met Dr. Cannon out at Northwestern.
Yes, and we interviewed him, I think it was a year ago or so. And if he's done any new research, we'd be happy to get him back on and talk about it.
Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, my situation where I had a sinus infection. And what I did is I actually just, and so don't, I'm telling people not to do this.
Yeah.
But what I did was I opened up an amoxicillin and put it into a bottle of Clear and sprayed it in my sinus.
Okay.
And it cleared it up. It cleared it up rather quickly. But I turned to him working in a research facility and just sat down with him and said, if someone has a sinus infection, and maybe you as a physician, you can probably, you know, maybe do some of the math in your head on this. But if you're taking systemic antibiotics for a sinus infection, what percentage of those antibiotics are actually getting back up to your sinuses to where they're going to be effective.
Well, exactly. And in addition, I think we have to point out that biofilms also protect the bacteria from the antibiotics. So they shield the bacteria from your own immune system, you know, the white blood cells that respond to a site of infection. So it makes it harder for your own immune system to eradicate them. That's why biofilms persist. They just stay and stay and stay. But also, and I've written an article about this, you may require 30 times the concentration of an antibiotic to kill a biofilm infection than you would if the bacteria were simply floating around in a petri dish, you know, without a biofilm to protect them. And, you know, listening to my patients who take these powerful antibiotics, they get terrible diarrhea. They get, the women get vaginal yeast infections. Chronic antibiotic use can result in a fungal infection of the nasal passages, which a lot of doctors miss the boat on because antibiotics don't get rid of the fungus. So now they're giving these people powerful antifungal medications. So it's a big mess.
Well, we just want to be a part of helping clean that mess up.
Well, absolutely. Okay, this is a good point at which to pause because we divide this podcast into two parts. We're going to talk a little bit more about applications of xylitol. I think we'll extend the conversation to dental applications because there's a lot to say there. And also we'll talk about some of your innovative new products, how to use xylitol. You know, there's a right way and there's a not-so-effective way to use it. We're going to give our listeners some tips on how to utilize this remarkable therapy. With me today is Nate Jones. Nate Jones is the CEO and founder of Clear Inc., spelled X-L-E-A-R. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.